Bobst was a close associate of Otto von Bolschwing, head of the Gestapo network that included Malaxa and Trefa. In preparation for the 1952 Eisenhower-Nixon campaign, the Republicans formed an ethnic division which, to put it bluntly, recruited the displaced fascists who arrived in the United States after World War II, wrote Loftus and Ahrens. To mask the wave of Nazis flooding into the United States and to gain tighter federal control over Americans, the pre-war specter of the communist menace was resurrected. A quick look at America's reaction to liberation movements in post-war Europe demonstrates the hypocrisy of the often stated Eisenhower-era Republican policies to roll back communism. In 1953, half a million citizens of the so-called German Democratic Republic, GDR, staged a revolt against the East German regime, only to be violently suppressed by its troops and tanks. No further large-scale demonstrations were to take place in East Germany until 1989, the year before the GDR ceased to exist. 3 years later, Polish workers attempted their own rebellion against the communist regime. Widespread violence was only averted after China's Mao Zedong convinced Russian Premier Nikita Khrushchev to allow Polish communist Władysław Gomułka to assume authority and institute reforms in Poland. In late October 1956, the people of Hungary spontaneously rose up against their Soviet occupiers, many in response to broadcasts of support by the BBC, Radio Free Europe, and the Voice of America. Put off guard by initial offers of compromise by the Russians, the Hungarians were unprepared for the full-scale military assault on Budapest on November 4th. Thousands were killed, and an estimated 200,000 fled the country. This Soviet show of force maintained their control over Central Europe and also perpetuated the idea that communism was monolithic and irresistible. In discussing three books on the failed Hungarian Revolution, 12 Days by Victor Sebestyen, Failed Illusions by Charles Gatti, and Journey to a Revolution by Michael Korda, New York Times book reviewer Jacob Heilbrun noted, despite promiscuous pledges to roll back communism, President Dwight Eisenhower and Secretary of State John Foster Dulles had no intention of rolling back anything. In a National Security Council meeting, Vice President Richard Nixon even stated that a Soviet invasion would not be an unmixed evil for the West, as it would bolster the alliance against communism.